The upstate for the past 7 years. Tiger Moving, the easy way to move.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac Home Standby Generator. For a free estimate today, call Central Electrical Services, the full service and warranty dealer for Generac Home Standby Generators at 864-556-8002.
Join us live at Trammell and Mills Law Firm in Anderson on Wednesday, October 1st for the kickoff to Tigers for Tatas. The Mickey Plyler Show starts at 6, followed by Facts on Sports at 9. All proceeds from merchandise sales go to Dabo's All-In Team Foundation. See you there.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
It's time for Out of Bounds.
Two beauties!
With William Quackenbush.
Slow your roll. The show goes till 3, loser.
And Ben Milstead.
My gosh, we need an intervention for you.
Be the final play of the college season, perhaps, if Clemson gets a touchdown to win it. If Bama can hold him out, perhaps a field goal attempt for overtime. Watson. Touchdown! Hunter Renfro. Little man makes another enormous play.
And Clemson runs out on the field and celebrates. They come to California and strike gold. Clemson's going to the Elite Eight.
Out of Bounds.
The center fielder at the wall.
It's out of here. It's out of here.
Got the distance. Does it have the accuracy?
Yo, you don't even know what stupid is. It's about to get all stupid up in here.
It's time.
All right, let's do this. Match point, touchdown, etc.
Welcome in. Glad to have you with us. We are live on the Roar on a Thursday, September 25th, 2025. Thanks so much for joining us here on Out of Bounds. William Quackenbush, Ben Milstead, live inside the Upcountry Fiber studios. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection. 654-ROAR is the number. If you'd like to join us today on the phones or on the Adams Roofing text line, 654-7627 if you'd like to join the party today. Very interesting show we got coming up. Our picks are due at 1. I think they're all in. So I guess we have some time if people want to make changes. Maybe we don't lock people into their opinions. Some of us may be still waffling on a couple of games. But we'll talk about the picks and set the scene for the week to come. I'm excited to do that. Brian Edwards, 145. And I'd love to talk to you. Love to see where your head's at today. Ben Milstead, how are you, sir?
Do you want to guess?
I'm fine.
I'm fine.
Fine. Everything's fine.
Everything is freaking fine, buddy.
Texter, the first two texts of the show today. Question of the segment, is Ben Milstead still fine? I'm sure you are fine and have been fine.
Man, I was fine in high school. I was fine on the football field. Was fine on the cross country course. I was fine at church. I was fine at home. I'm just fine, man. Chapter two.
Chapter two.
College life. I was still fine.
Oh man, we laugh before we cry. In some of these instances.
Yeah. Still fine.
The triggering thing today, this texter right here really wants an underdog play from the Reds. You know the underdog play today is just take Pirates money line. Just take the Pirates. What's the payout here? I'm on underdog right now. What's the payout here for the Pirates? Plus 144. Yeah, take that one. Take that one. Do you know, Ben, I sat for an extra hour And I watched that godforsaken baseball team once again. This is a frustration boiling over. Okay, this is a boiling over frustration. I have decided this fall that I'm not going to feel anything about anything. I'm not getting invested in anything. I will feel good about my daughter. I'm not invested in Indiana Jones. I'm not invested in Clemson anymore. I'm not emotionally invested. I'm going to professionally view the situation. And I've made a conscious choice to do that for my own well-being. It's good for the show to be professionally invested. But Ben, I watched that godforsaken baseball team last night, who tied the game in the ninth with a home run. Dramatic, very dramatic. I watched them once again make something that the other team does easily seem like the hardest climb of Everest. Against the Reds, here's what happens when you go to extra innings. The other team scores their inherited runner at second base, the automatic runner at second base. Like it's just the easiest thing in the world. We just boop, boop, over, in, base hit, double, whatever, boop, 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 three pitches, and they score. And for the Reds, it takes 9 at-bats to score that runner when they do it one time. They leave the bases loaded in the 11th inning without scoring. It's not like they gave up 4 runs in extras and lost. They have played 21 extra innings this year and failed to score in 14 times. And you're playing the Pirates, and you got Skeens out of the game. And John Hight has told me his team has no desire to win. They're not even trying to win, Ben.
I saw you tweet about going to extra innings, and Quark, I never even checked the score. I knew the outcome. I did. I knew the outcome. And I did, just to confirm it this morning, which I did. And it was the outcome was not desirable for your Reds.
Yes. And it's only mine today, and I'm wearing it. What would you say is a bad winning? Like, if you had 15 extra inning games, what is a bad winning percentage in extra innings?
Well, the obvious is you should be around 500.
Okay, you should be around 500. So let's say a bad winning percentage is maybe like win 5 out of 15. 5-10?
Yeah. I mean, especially with the runner on second in extra innings, you need your team to have 2 pop flies.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem like a lot to ask.
Oh, Ben, do you realize what you've asked? You've asked them to make contact at all, Ben. The most disastrous thing ever. The first 9 innings, here's what 29 big league teams do. The first 9 innings, straight up. Extra innings, also straight up, but with an advantage. In the first 9 innings, the Reds play straight up, and then in the 10th, they go, because we put the runner at second, why don't we blindfold them like a freaking Mexican birthday party? And they flail around like they're hitting a pinata at a 3-year-old. I hope Hollis does a better job with the pinata at her second birthday party than any of those jacklegs getting up to the plate after the ninth inning. I am tired of watching this every time. I'm tired of it. It's unbelievable. The Pirates, immediately scored their inherited runner because it's not that hard to score that run.
So what is their record in extras again?
3-12. Ben, if they were 5-10, if they were merely bad, normal bad, like unacceptably bad in extra innings, they would be a game up on the Mets and the Diamondbacks with the tiebreaker on both.
With
4 games to play, they're basically in. I'm buying my tickets. I'm going to sail the Atlantic up to Cincinnati and then roll right over the Mason-Dixon line. I'm taking a week's trip to go up there for a playoff series. But no, they're 3-12. 3-12. It's impossible. My nephew's A&Under team would be 3-12. Your daughter's 12-and-under softball team that's 1-11 in their league would be 3-12 in extras. It's impossible to be 3-12. It's improbably bad to be 5-10. They put a runner at second base and 2/3 of the time, you can't even score that one.
Oh, boy. Did you really just say, I just need you to be bad?
I just need a normal amount of suck. If you suck just a normal amount, we're going to the freaking playoffs because the Mets can't beat anyone and the Diamondbacks are playing the freaking Dodgers and you're playing the Pirates who still haven't won their 70th game. They're going to lose 90 freaking games, but I know what they can do. They can beat the Reds in extras because they can do a minimal amount. All you have to do is exist in extra innings against the Reds. Just do a minimal amount, and you too can have a free win.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
I'm telling you right now. Like, I listen, Ben, in the 11th last night, this is how bad it was. This is how bad it was.
Oh, they made it to the 11th?
They did. They actually scored in the 10th.
I just assumed it was over in the 10th.
Actually, it made it worse. It made it worse. In the 10th last night, the Pirates scored their run. I mean, like I say, people, it's just too easy for the opposition. Like I said, this is the same conversation we're having about Clemson. It's the exact same conversation, folks. It's too easy for the opposition and too hard for you to score. This is how the Pirates scored their run, okay? This is how they scored.
The text line absolutely loves it when you scream on the radio.
Oh, my God. Oh, I know.
They're loving life today.
I'm sure they are.
It's a great start.
Yeah, man. The second pitch of the top of the 10th inning. I hope that's my lunch and not somebody turning around. I really do hope that's my lunch.
Oh, they better hope, too. I am in no mood for that nonsense today.
Devin is approaching with my order from Wendy's. So maybe that's Devin. I hope so. The second pitch of the 10th inning was a wild pitch, Ben. The Pirates didn't even need to do anything. Just stand there. Just don't swing at the wild pitch. So they get the runner to third. Then they pop out. And then, this is no joke, Ben. This is not a joke. A player who was inserted into the game because a center fielder jammed his foot into the middle of the wall on an inside-the-park home run, which is a sentence I can't believe I'm saying. Hitting 135 on the season, rips a ground rule double to center field. That's how easy it is to score that inherited runner. Ground rule double for the center fielder hitting 135. Is that Devin?
Yeah, I love to see people push the wrong button.
Oh, yes.
At the front door.
That's so great.
Even though there's a doorbell with a sign that says ring here.
Oh, my gosh.
It's okay. We thank you, Devin.
That's incredible.
Appreciate it.
So it took how many pitches? How many pitches was it? It took 8 pitches for the Pirates to score in the 10th inning. The Reds scored, it actually was not bad. It was a single after like a 3-2 count and then a sac fly. So it wasn't that bad in the 10th. In the 11th, they immediately double. So again, the Pirates score and it takes them like 3 pitches. Third pitch of the inning, they score their run. The Reds, in the bottom of the 11th inning, sent 1, 2, 3, 4. They sent 5 people to the plate, couldn't score a runner from second base. They sent 5 people to the plate, can't score a runner from second base. I just can't. Folks, I just can't. The easiest thing you'll do in your job today, is not easier than scoring a runner from second with nobody out in an extra inning against a relief pitcher. And the Reds can't do it. And that's why I'm in a bad mood today. But you know what? Underdog play, fade them all. Take Pirates money line plus 144 on underdog today. Do that. That'll be good for your soul.
You probably can still do that because they're in a rain delay right now. Game has not started.
Oh man, do you know something else, Ben? Do you know what we'd be talking about? If Drake Baldwin went 4-for-5 with the game tying home run, what would make you the most angry coming in here? Let's say it's May and the Braves need a spark and they got it last night, their best player. What would make you the most angry coming in here if the Braves have a day game after that?
Well, losing again.
Okay. What about if Baldwin is like the only guy doing anything offensively, what would make you the most angry?
I'm really not sure.
Would it be Sean Murphy's name and not Drake Baldwin's name?
Sitting him down.
Would that be it?
Yeah, probably so.
Yeah, so let's, before the final home game of the season, let's sit the 4-hit guy from last night who had 3 extra base hits. Let's just not play him because they're worried about day after night. We're not even going to DH him. We're just going to sit him. We're going to play Jose Trevino, whose OPS is slightly higher than Faxon and John's combined since the month of August. We're going to do that today.
Well, in the event the probably 20% chance comes true that you make the playoffs now, he'll be rested.
He'll hope fully rested. Man, I hope palm fronds and grapes are out for him today. Golly Moses. We are going to talk some football today. That'll be good for my soul. That'll be good for my soul. I have lots of questions about these games. I have questions about some of these other teams. I have things I think I know and things that I'm pretty sure about. There will be some conviction after this week, though. I can promise you that. Stay with us. Hour one of the program continues right after this.
The show continues after this quick timeout. Man, we're really having a great show today.
You know it. Hey, you coming to my house for the game?
No, because your toilet always backs up, man.
Yeah, but I'm calling Ace.
Okay, it was like 82 degrees in your house last time, and we kept popping that breaker.
That's why I'm calling Ace tomorrow.
The hardware store? I mean, you can't even use a screwdriver.
No, Ace, the one in the white and blue trucks.
Oh, right on. Okay, we're back.
For plumbing, electrical, and HVAC, visit acehomeco.com.
At Koala Insulation of Greenville, we specialize in spray foam, blown-in, bat insulation, attic ventilation and air sealing, and crawl space insulation and encapsulations. Triple your savings with Koala Insulation of Greenville. Lower your energy bills by 20% on average. Get up to $1,050 in rebates from Duke Energy and get up to $1,200 in federal tax credits through December 31st. Call today, 864-867-1779, and find out what you can save.
A scholarship doesn't just pay for school.
When I first started out, I'd be around the baseball field all day, just watching the guys' feet, like how they're moving, how they're breaking out of the clay. Turfgrass management is not just cutting grass. There's so much more to it.
It turns passion into purpose.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to find myself again, to get an education, eventually starting my organization. I got legs.
Adam and Greg are two of over 750,000 Life Scholars giving back for a better South Carolina. Visit seeducationlottery.com/betteryou.
Welcome back to this year's football season. Continue your tailgate traditions Clemson style with Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca. Order your tailgating trays such as nuggets, strips, mac and cheese, or delicious cookies. Herb and Carol Tyler want to make sure we're a part of your Clemson tradition. Call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Seneca at 864-886-9080 to prepare for game day. You can also order online at ilovechickfil-a.com or through the Chick-fil-A app.
Sitting here today with our good friend Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asked, Walt, I got a call from someone telling me that they were from Medicare and they wanted to review my current insurance plan with me. I thought it was a scam and I just hung up on them. I'd like Gary's opinion on this call.
Great job, listener. I tell my customers that neither Medicare or Social Security will ever give you a call. Everything with the government is done in writing for backup. I even have charlatans telling my customers that I told them to call. Friggin' unbelievable. If you don't recognize a telephone number, don't answer the call. If you need further clarification, feel free to contact me at 864-307-8484.
There you have it, listener. Once again, Medicare and Social Security do not call. As Gary generously offers, give him a call instead at 864-307-8484 should you have questions.
At Certified Diesel, we value keeping your diesel truck running smoothly and efficiently. Located at 2209 Highway 292 in Inman, South Carolina, we specialize in light-duty diesel truck repairs and maintenance. Whether you drive a Powerstroke, Cummins, or Duramax, our expert technicians have you covered. Avoid the hassle of dealership maintenance and choose us for all your diesel needs. Call and visit us today at 864-345-4568 or check out our services online at CertifiedDieselLLC.com.
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and create an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit CantyCanFixIt.com.
Coastal Sports Cards in Simpsonville is the place for collectors. Baseball, football, basketball, soccer, vintage to brand new, sealed boxes, graded gems, and awesome memorabilia. Hit our trade nights, score fresh products every week, and bring your collections. We're buying cards and memorabilia every day. Buy, sell, trade, meet fellow fans who live for the hobby. Coastal Sports Cards, 109A North Main Street in Simpsonville, where collectors come to play.
Hi, I'm Chef Franklin Becker. You know the jingle. Now discover the facts about Ozempic, a GLP-1. There's only one FDA-approved Ozempic, made by Novo Nordisk. Learn about the real thing.
Talk to your healthcare professional today. Call 1-833-OZEMPIC or visit Ozempic.com to view the medication guide and to learn more about Ozempic. Semaglutide injection 0.5, 1, and 2 milligrams.
I'm Scott Hansen, host of NFL Red Zone. Lowe's knows Sundays are for football. That's why we're here to help you get your next DIY project done, even when the clock isn't on your side. Whether that's a new Filtrete filter or Bosch and Cobalt power tools, Lowe's has everything you need to feel like the MVP of DIY. So get it done and earn your Sunday. Shop now, in-store, and online. Lowe's, official partner of the NFL.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
You've got questions, we've got answers. Get your questions in daily on the Adams & Co. Roofing text line at 654-ROAR. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Check out in the fast lane. The lady asked if I've been having me a nice day. Oh, yeah. I said that I'm fine. Guess that I'm a liar. 'Cause yeah, I'm fine. If F is for feeling overwhelmed, then high is for I'm not all
right. If you're wondering, fine. That is Ben Milstead's alarm right now.
It's fine. No, really. That's the name of it. It's fine. Oh. It's fine.
Okay. Oh, man. Let me talk about something that's a little more than fine. I am looking at some items for sale at tigersports.com. I'm looking specifically at an array of long sleeve tees from the Nike collection.
I'm a big fan of I'm not a big sweatshirt guy. Long sleeve t-shirts, big fan.
I'm wearing like a fishing shirt today. I like these, a little baggier. I like a good Nike long sleeve though.
Me too.
Big fan of a Nike long sleeve. You can get some of these for like, I'm trying to do this equipment, like 30% off. On some of these. In fact, I think they're all 30% off, if I'm doing the math correctly. These are last year's models, some this year's models, but they do a really, really good job. Purple, gray, orange, you name it, they got it. You can look them up at tigersports.com and then go buy some. Downtown Clemson, Highway 123. Again, always open, tigersports.com. There is some neat designs. You know what I didn't think I would like, but I'm telling you now? There are some long sleeve tees, and if you've been in Tiger Sports Shop, you've seen them. If not, you can go to the website and see them. It's like a white, it says Tigers with a paw, and they've got like football pant stripes on the sides. You know what I mean? It's like a thick and a thin.
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
I didn't think I would like those, and they are growing on me. They are growing on me to the point that I thought about buying one the other day. They are on sale right now for, it used to be $45, now $31.99. People helping people. Let's go to Clark in Greenwood, who's up with us next on the phone. 654-ROAR, if you'd like to join him. What's up, Clark?
Afternoon. You sound like, when you was hollering, you sound like me last Saturday. Took me all day Sunday to get over my voice being hoarse from hollering at the TV. I'm sitting there when Klubnik's trying to, and it was that one play in general that he threw behind Williams to get a first down. And he kind of like double pumped it, and Williams had to try to catch it behind him. I mean, I'm like screaming to the top of my lungs. My son walks in. He said, "Dude, calm down. You have a stroke." He said, "They're bad. They suck." So anyway,
you know, let me say this. Let me say this, because what you're describing is the frustration that everything is hard. And I just want to root for a team where things that are not supposed to be hard don't look hard. And it just feels like I actually made this comment to John. At Georgia Tech, two of Don Munson's three touchdown calls were like, whew, we got there. And I was like, you know what? It's you would love for every touchdown to feel like a 70-yard play, but sometimes it's like a sigh of relief that you got the ball in there, and that's kind of what it feels like right now.
And, you know, I'm talking to coworkers today, and one of them said, he said, you're going to watch, he said, they have some good games coming on. He said, I got Oregon, Penn State, Georgia, Alabama. I said, you know what? I said, yeah, it is. I said, but my college football season has kind of lost some luster because I'm looking at these other games because we usually have Clemson in the mix. And it's like it's just got kind of boring now. So all I can do now is pull against Carolina.
And you got to wait till 7:45 to do that. You got a bunch of wasted time waiting on that.
I got a lot of free time in the day, and I'm sitting around waiting on Carolina. Hopefully Kentucky will beat them because I'm a Carolina hater. But anyway, maybe, you know, and another thing, and I'll let you go. This coaching staff cannot sit here and tell us fans that they did not know over the past 8 months that we didn't have a bad football team. There's no possible way because that's their business. That's what they do for a living. And they cannot sit there and look at us with a straight face and tell us they did not know that we were going to be bad. And that's just all I got. Hey, love the show, guys. Have a great weekend.
Thanks very much, Clark. Appreciate the phone call. I do think that's one of the hardest things to grapple with Clemson's start is like, how did everyone miss it? And the reality is, you know, I get what Clark's saying. The reality, it's true. I don't think we were being gaslit. I don't think we were being lied to. I know people feel that. I've had people say, I had a guy yell at me at halftime, the last game. Why did they lie to us? And it's always fun when people are yelling at me while I'm actively on the air. That's always fun. But I just don't think they were lying. I think everyone is shocked.
No, I don't either. Also, a whole lot of what gets said about the team in the offseason is really not coming from the team.
Right.
It's coming from people like us and writers, national people, you know, people that go through the data and say, well, they've got X number of returning productivity and players, therefore. I mean, it's not crazy conclusions that are drawn from that data, but it also isn't always accurate either. I would just say, ask yourself this: why would any coach over there intentionally lie about their team, which further raises expectations and therefore makes the fall even worse? If you don't think your team's very good, the last thing in the world you should do in the offseason is praise your team and pump up your team. I would stay quiet about my team if
they're
not very good.
Because you know it's going to be exposed eventually. You know, if that's how you feel, you know you can't just say that and it just disappears. You can't just say that. Eventually we're gonna figure that out. It's interesting what he said too. I am curious from a Clemson fan standpoint. Is with the way that the season has gone, and again, this is, I don't have a consistent feel on this, but there are some times where, like, for example, the NCAA men's basketball tournament might be more fun if you're not in it. And then, you know, I've had this with college baseball. Like, when Clemson loses college baseball, it's harder, especially as much time and energy as I invest in Clemson baseball, it's harder for me to watch. I'll admit, this is, since Clemson got a softball program, this year is the least amount of fun that I had watching the Women's College World Series because of how close Clemson got. Because when you feel like your team is at that level and you feel like you have a chance or should have a chance or you have an expectation that potentially you could get to that level, watching other teams compete in the space that you once occupied or felt that you should occupy can be hard for fans. So I am curious, are you more able to enjoy a college football weekend when Clemson is not playing? Or does Clemson season, like Clark said, take some of the shine off of it? I'm curious to hear what people have to say about that. Let's go to Scott in Greenville, who joins us next on the phones. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Clark. You know, when Hunter Renfrow got cut, I heard a lot of people saying, you know, he got cut and they, you know, nobody could stop him. Nobody could do anything with him in practice. Why'd they cut him? And when you get to looking at the numbers for the Panthers' defense, They're not very good. It's the same thing that happened at Clemson. The coach is sitting there in practice going, offense is good, but the defense wasn't that good. And the defense wasn't good, look good. The offense ain't that good. Neither side was any good. So they're going to, one side's going to look good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's hard, too. I mean, that is really hard. It's almost like right. If you're wrong about one side of the ball, it's likely that you're wrong about the other one. Right. It's kind of like when you're trying to bet a game. If you bet a game a bunch of different ways, thinking the game's going to go a certain way, if the game goes in a totally different trajectory than you thought, you're losing them all. Because you just, you know, if you're doing a prop sheet for the Super Bowl or whatever, like you're going to lose them all if the game goes radically different if you're trying to be faithful down the line. I do feel like that. It's not just Clemson. I feel like that does happen a lot. That you better be right about both your units, and if you're wrong about one, you're probably wrong about both.
And I'm not upset at Dabo. I'm not upset. I'm not happy with a 1-3 start, but I'm not upset that, hey, we're going to be good. I'm upset that they keep coming in front of us week after week after week after week and saying how good this team is deep-wise, how good these freshmen are, how good these other players are. Oh, Vecina, he's going to be a great – why have we seen Davison? That's what I'm upset with. Quit telling me how good the cake is if you ain't going to let me taste it.
I understand.
That's fair.
That is fair. To me, Gideon Davidson is one of those guys. We talked about this. Gideon Davidson's playing a handful of snaps. He's not running the ball. Well, if you're telling us that he's not playing snaps because of all the stuff he can't do with the ball out of his hands, then why aren't you putting the ball in his hand? Like, when he goes in the game, it's almost like they're trying to be too cute. Just let him run it.
And when they announced Tristan Smith was transferred, oh, we'd say we'd never go into the portal. We got us a guy. You know, he's going to be big. He's, you know, this, that, and that. We ain't seen him. Put him out there. Last thing before I go, I'm done with your Reds, my friend. I had Ellie De La Cruz last night for a big win with Underdog. He comes up in the biggest big bat of the year with a game on the line, playoff implications on the line, and he chokes. All I needed was a hit.
Well, are you talking about in extras? Or are you talking about? Are you talking about when they had the bases loaded in like the eighth?
I'm talking about in the eighth when he came up.
You know what? I can't even mad. Did you see the ball he hit? It was 113 off the bat, and the second baseman made a diving stop on it. Like I can't be mad about that. Look, I'd be pissed if I were in your shoes. I'd be pissed
if I were with my
shoes.
Money, my friend. I don't care what your Reds do, really. I just needed Ellie to get a hit. I don't care about the win and loss. Anyway, that's going to be a fun little three-team race down the last four games. It's going to be interesting to see. But all right, man, enjoying the show. Take care.
Thanks very much, Scott. Appreciate the phone call. You know, with all that said, the Reds didn't lose any ground on the Mets or Diamondbacks because those teams aren't trying to win the wild card either. Let's go to Steve, who's up with us next. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Qualk. First-time caller.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. Hey, I think John touched on this earlier this week about, you know, it had been just this year. I mean, we've been going on a downfall spiral for about 3 years now, I feel like, you know, and I just don't see where the coaches, you know, wasn't on top of that. And, you know, the writing's been on the wall for 3 or 4 years with the team. I mean, there's a lot of teams we probably shouldn't have beat last year that we beat. And I just know with my company, if I was bringing in big-time revenue and then all of a sudden I stop, I'm going to have to suffer the consequences. So just I just want to see what y'all's opinion is about that.
You know, Steve, I thought about that comparison. I appreciate the phone call. Thank you. I have thought about that. You know, in light of Dabo's rant, I did think about it. Look, it's not all the time that we can draw direct correlations across industries. Like, my dad is a pastor, my mom is a school teacher, and they are judged very differently and treated very differently in their jobs because of the jobs that they do. You know, if you work on an assembly line or you're a truck driver or you're an engineer, or there are differences across industries. But I did think, like, in a sales job, if you have a bunch of really good quarters and then you have a couple of lousy quarters, you're not just going to get perpetual credit for all the good quarters that you used to have. And so that may be a little bit of the disconnect here. We also know that college football is not like that. College athletics is not like that. Coaches do tend to get longer leashes, and I do think that you get a longer leash at your job if you've been really good. You get more chances to fix the trajectory when you've been really good. In almost any industry, you're doing that. Maybe not across the board, but I would say, you know, if you've had a good decade and you have a couple of, you know, couple of rough years or whatever on the sales side, you're probably going to get a little bit of leeway, especially if your boss has been there for you the whole time and there's a relationship there. I mean, I think you do get a little bit more benefit of the doubt on that. Let's take a break. When we come back, I have some questions about this slate of games this weekend. We'll start talking about some of the matchups, some of the big games for the week. 654 Roar, if you'd like to join us. Hour one continues right after this.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Hey Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of 2 national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Low Country Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. LowCountryMale.com.
Steve and Jerry here from the world famous Beacon Drive-In in Spartanburg. The Beacon has served over 300 menu selections of burgers, barbecue, chicken, fish, and more for over 70 years. Jerry, what's been the most popular?
Chili cheese, I ain't flat, I need flounder. Cheeseburger like a burger, make it crust. Give me a bacon whip, no trim.
Had a feeling you'd say that. Join Steve
and Jerry
at the world famous Beacon Drive-In, John B. White Senior Boulevard in Spartanburg.
Hey, flat, I.
Jeff Carey here from Sit and Sleep Upstate Furniture Galleries. Bring your home to life at the Upstate's premier gallery of recliners, mattresses, sofas, and more. Our staff has a combined nearly century of experience and are ready to help get you the comfort you need. With the brand names you trust, like Tempur-Pedic, Stearns & Foster, Flexsteel, and more, plus special financing, it's never been easier. Life is short. Put your feet up at Sit and Sleep Upstate Furniture Galleries, Highway 123 Bypass in Easley.
Discover a new kind of senior living at Everlon Independent Senior Living in Clemson. Say goodbye to cooking, cleaning, and home maintenance. And say hello to comfort and community with chef-prepared meals, transportation services, a fitness room, a calendar full of engaging activities, and walking proximity to Patrick Square. Luxury independent senior living that's all-inclusive with no long-term commitments. Now is your time to live your best life. Schedule your free tour online today at everlonliving.com.
No matter where you begin your journey or how long you stay with Tri-County Technical College, they support your career path from day one. Their enrollment process is seamless, and their experts are available to help you find the balance you're looking for. Tri-County offers financial assistance tutoring, health and wellness resources, career planning assistance, and more. They're nationally ranked and in the top 1% for successful transfers to 4-year universities. Visit tctc.edu.
Fall is here and so is football season. Score big with Harbin Lumber for your next remodel project or custom build. We offer a full service of installed products such as cabinets, screen porches and railings, garage doors, and bath hardware. Give us a call and find us on the web at harbinlumber.com. We love the opportunity to help you achieve your dreams that you want for your home. Visit harbinlumber.com or call us at 706-356-4300 and let us show you how we can help you with your vision. And go Tigers!
Sports talk for people who love sports. Come on, there's no need to complicate things.
It can't be forced. It should just come about effortlessly.
We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
This morning, Ben, I went to Ingles. We needed toilet paper, and we needed, what else did we need? I'll tell you what we didn't need, a pizza for the freezer. I got that. Had a nice deal on Red Baron in there. We didn't need any more coffee. Lord knows we don't need any more coffee, but golly, the coffee, they're like $4 off all the time. How am I not going to do that? Of course I'm going to do that. We needed, I'll tell you what else we needed. We needed dishwasher pods. Got those for a discount too. Ingles, I'm just saving like crazy. Next time I get gas, 15 cents off. I feel like I barely have been in there. But man, the savings pile up at Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. You know what I saw? I saw people having like a legitimate, like, how's your mom and them conversation in the produce section. I saw happy people in the Starbucks line at like 8:20 this morning, and I thought, this is a community place, man. I had that thought. That's nice. I love it. It's probably the Honeycrisp apples that they were talking about that are on sale for like a dollar a piece. Unbelievable. Let's go to the phones. Georgia Greg, who's up with us next. What's up, Greg?
I'm good. I hope you and Ben are both good.
We're fine.
We're fine, Greg.
Oh, yeah. I heard that earlier. Hey, wanted to give you my thoughts for this weekend. Mickey's kind of been pumping me up, making me believe we're okay. You know, I've always – Alabama's just had our number over the years. But this is the first time Alabama's come to Sanford Stadium since Kirby's been head coach. And I know Ben's been to Sanford Stadium – over the years.
Uh-huh.
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me get that off. Sorry. And I've been going since 79, and it's just a different intensity there the past 10 years, I feel. I think the coach, Kirby, brings that intent, and Sanford Stadium has really just been just a lot more harder, I believe, to play in than it was over the 20, 30 years that I've been going. And I think that intensity, as long as we hold Alabama, maybe they're going to hit one deep one on us. I'm hoping they don't hit two or three. I think we'll, as the games go, will go on, I think we'll just start eating up the clock, controlling the line of scrimmage. That's how I hope to see the game. Anyway, I'm really excited. I hope the weather holds up, but that's kind of what I'm looking forward to, the crowd and the lines of scrimmage kind of just lead us to a victory.
You know, what you said about Sanford Stadium, Greg, I agree with. And you're talking about the way the game would go. You know, my main thought in this game is Georgia's going to win because they are. Like, the circular logic there is annoying for me in particular because I want to have a logical reason. But they're going to win because they are, because they've won 33 straight home games and because this is what they do. And you're telling me all I got to do is lay 2.5 points with Georgia to win at home? I understand what Alabama did to them. I understand what DeBoer has done to the Saban tree of defensive coaches, what he did to Lanning. I understand all of that. I don't care. Georgia wins this game, Greg. And until Georgia starts losing this game, I'm just going to assume that Georgia's going to win this game. They shouldn't have won at Tennessee, and they did. They have a toughness about them that is, it is amplified at home. I will agree with that, and it becomes a really, really difficult place for other teams to execute.
Yeah, I'm hoping, I was really shocked how well Georgia executed at Tennessee. I know how loud that is, and our offensive line was flawless as far as not jumping off sides and all that. And I'm hoping we can kind of get that Alabama to get a little nervous. I mean, they are Alabama. You know, I know it's a different coach, but, you know, Alabama has a pedigree about them, and it's just, I mean, to us, they've been our kryptonite, so I give them the respect. But I'm just hoping we knock them off their edge, get them on edge a little bit, and I think we will. I mean, we've seen that time and time again. It's like I said, I used to think Sanford Stadium, and I'm talking about even when Herschel was there, I think it's just the acoustics of it. It just wasn't a loud place, but I think the sound system they've kind of added over the past 10 years and all that, it's just a intense place when you get a big team in there, and our crowd really just plays up to it. So that's what I'm hoping we'll have a big advantage in that during the game.
Greg, I think you're right, man. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much.
Y'all take care.
All right, you too. Ben, I had to look this up. The last team non-COVID, because I think they lost one in COVID. They actually didn't lose one in COVID. Okay. The last team to beat Georgia in Sanford Stadium.
South Carolina.
Yeah. 2019. That is unbelievable. That they have gone, what was Clemson's, 41 before Pittsburgh? Was it 41 in a row from Florida State to the Pittsburgh game? Something like that? 30-something?
I want to say, yeah, because there's something about the number 42 at Clemson. It's like a death sentence.
It is. Yeah, it is. Tim Bray's got a fun stat about that. I know we'll send the bat signal out on that because I'm sure Tim knows. Like, it's hard to have that type of record at home. It's hard to go. That's 4 full years non-COVID, like a full crowds where they're just winning every single home game.
You know, those things matter, but at the end of the day, I don't think that's what wins this game for Georgia, honestly. I just think Georgia is better than Alabama. And I know that Alabama sort of had their number. They have. I just think Georgia's a better team. The whole world thought Alabama was better than Florida State, and they were not. Now, they do get some players back, like Jam Miller's back. Tim Keenan is back. But I just don't – I think Georgia is going to be able to run the ball on Alabama, control the clock a little bit, and this – even if it's a field goal game, you win. You know, Georgia wins and we win in the contest. So, also, in the last 5 SEC road games, Alabama's 1-4.
Oof. Oh, that's a good stat right there. Come on, man.
1-4 against the spread, I should say.
Well, that's a good – I mean, listen, that's a good one.
This is the first true road underdog game for Alabama since 2015.
What?
They have not been a true road underdog, and by true, I mean at someone else's home stadium, since 2015.
All right, what game was that? Now I'm curious.
Probably at LSU, maybe.
LSU or an Ole Miss, maybe? Was that a Hugh Freeze Ole Miss team? I feel like those might have been a little bit.
Could have been. Well, sooner? Probably not Auburn.
Oh, man. Now I gotta look it up. 2015, who would that have been? Yeah, I haven't seen enough from Alabama to think that they're going to go in there. Like, think about it. They're not just going to beat Georgia. They have to go in there and beat Georgia. It might have been at Georgia. October 3rd, 2015, number 13 Alabama, number 8 Georgia. And Bama actually absolutely destroyed Georgia that game. I remember that
probably
one.
Probably was.
That was a disaster. That was That was Kirby Smart. That was an embarrassing loss for Kirby Smart.
For just for transparency's sake, on our contest, I go through on a lot of games. If I've got a strong lean right out of the gate, I'd go ahead and write them in there, and then I fact check myself later.
Uh-huh.
I had Alabama penciled in here to begin with early in the week, and then the more I dug into it, I changed my pick to Georgia. In fact, and this is a good time just to jump into that particular game, in our contest, we're 11-1 in favor of Georgia.
Oh!
11-1 in favor of Georgia.
Who's the wolf?
Nick Roby.
Oh, Nick Roby!
Faxon had Alabama, and he emailed me back and changed his pick.
Yikes!
And like I said, I had Alabama, and I changed my pick.
What is the formula? Is just explosive pass plays, right, for Alabama? That's the formula.
Yeah.
This is my question, okay? And I'm going to ask this question, and in the same breath, I'm going to tell you that I just assume they're going to find a way. Georgia fans are, and I've seen the text line, I've seen all this.
What the embarrassing loss in 2015 was Mark Richt.
It was Mark Richt, that's right. Ben, I don't know how Georgia is actually going to move the ball. Like, Gunnar Stockton was great against Tennessee. I think Alabama's defense has actually played pretty well. Like, I know they gave up 31 to Florida State. I've said what I think about that game. I think if I'm right on this game, and I don't know that I am, but if my lean is right on this game, that we are going to, at the end of the season, look back and say, that was just a dumb result. That was a result of a lot of, like, we don't know anything about anybody, and Alabama's missing some key people. If that's true, then Alabama's going to make it hard on Georgia to move the ball. But the one thing Gunnar Stockton has that Carson Beck didn't have in these situations last year is he does have his legs. Now, Carson Beck wasn't a paraplegic. But Carson Beck was going to sit in that pocket, man. He was not moving that pocket. And Gunnar Stockton does have the ability to extend. He has the ability to make Alabama cover a little bit longer. And he does have a better core of receivers than Carson Beck had and that Georgia had last year. Even so, by the way, remember, do we think Kirby is really over-invested in the personal slight revenge game here? Remember how fast Alabama started and how thoroughly his defense got dominated in the first half? Wasn't it 28-0 at the start of that game, and then he fixed it in the second half, and he showed up at the post-game press conference, and he basically was like, yeah, we got out-coached here. I don't think Kirby is going to get out-coached again by Kalen DeBoer. And particularly with the same receiver that absolutely torched his defense last year. I just kind of have this thing where it doesn't make any sense because it has nothing to do with the players on the field, but like Kirby took that personally last year. Not just the fact that they lost, but the way they got down early. Nobody does that to his defense. And he recognized that they were thoroughly outcoached and underprepared. And so I am going to make this my best bet of the week. I'm going to lay 3. It's now 3. I'll get 3 with Georgia for $50 in the dock. So this is my number one play on the board. This is the pick that I feel best about. Last week I went 2-8, but I did get my best bet with Duke. So I'm taking that one to the bank.
Texture said, is this the Paul Fine show? I'm listening to sounds like an SEC Alabama homer. Well, sir, as I will repeat, 11 of the 12 of us are picking Georgia to win. So,
what are you talking about, buddy?
11 of the 12 of us are picking Alabama to win. And we talk about all games. We're going to talk about the Big Ten in a minute. Some Big Ten matchups. We're going to talk about some ACC matchups, some SEC matchups. this just happens to be the one we're talking about right now because a Georgia fan just called and asked us the freaking question. Have a good day.
This hour brought to you by our friends at One Tom Plumber. There's no... I was thinking about some potential way. Hey,
flush
just,
it.
Just flush it right down the toilet. Some would say that that text really clogged the flow of the show. Wouldn't you say? Really clogged the flow of the show. And One Tom Plumber can fix that. 24-hour same-day service guaranteed for your biggest plumbing emergencies. You know, if you're a realtor, you're a real estate professional, and you're trying to get closings done, you're trying to get new builds done, One Tom Plumber can be part of that inspection process, too. They're super helpful on that. What they really want you to know, though, is that they are good at the biggest, worst, most disruptive plumbing emergencies you can face. Hot water, clogs, leaks, all that kind of stuff. For more, go to their website. You can call them, by the way, because their name is their number. One Tom Plumber. That's One Tom Plumber. Clemson grads owned and operated. It's a little bit of a slap in the face, honestly, if you go to the website before you call them. Because the name is their number, One Tom Plumber. All right, hour one is in the books. Hour two, more games and picks after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Discover Reed's Jewelers, America's largest family-owned jeweler, and their state-of-the-art expanded store in Haywood Mall. The same location, with nearly twice the showroom space as before. Dedicated to bringing you amazing savings on diamonds, watches, and more. All with the same superior customer service they've always provided. You'll be amazed at the 21st century appeal of the new Reed's Jewelers expanded store. Reed's Jewelers, next to Belk on the top floor in Haywood Mall. Online at Reed's.com.
Your access to cutting-edge pain relief just got even easier. QC Kinetics is now offering virtual consultations with new patients. If you're living with chronic joint pain, you can meet with a QC medical professional from the comfort of your own home. This new telemedicine platform is exciting. It's time-saving as well. They can do it by phone. They can do it by video conference.